This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We're on Conference Play Eve, everybody. Steve Geller and Charlie Long, anxious for the start of SEC play, helping us break it all down. Joe Healy, National College Baseball writer and SEC Extra on D1Baseball.com. How the heck you doing today, Joe?
Doing well. Doing even better considering conference play starts tomorrow after a non-conference slate that felt like it just dragged on forever for whatever reason. So excited to finally have some best-on-best games coming up.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to go right there with you off the bat. It looked like, it really felt like at least preseason play for the SEC in non-conference play with everybody pretty much dominating the whole way. But I felt it dragged on too this year. What were your just overall impressions of what we saw from some of these top teams, the big contenders in the conference right now?
Yeah, outside of Texas A&M, you know, which we can get into specifically if you'd like, but I mean, outside of Texas A&M, which took some losses you didn't expect them to take and just didn't look like the team we expected, outside of those guys, you know, the SEC really did dominate the non-conference portion of play to the point where my colleague Mark Etheridge crunched these numbers, and the SEC won in non-conference play 70 games, 7-0, by 10 or more runs, and only lost 35 games total. So they won twice as many by 10 as they lost. So, it was just dominance. And look, every team, just about every team, played one tough weekend. So I give them credit. I think sometimes the SEC gets a little more criticism for not playing anybody than they deserve because they do tend to play in these big-time tournaments and what have you, and some teams have a rivalry series. But yeah, they just kind of ran roughshod over everybody. And so I think everybody's kind of ready for, you know, these teams to be playing some like talented teams.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, 12 top 25 squads in the SEC, you're bound to have some top 25 matchups. And opening weekend's kind of flushed with them, four of them to be exact. And I guess you brought up Texas A&M, so let's start there in College Station, hosting an Alabama team that went 17-1 in non-conference play. You know, you mentioned Texas A&M kind of got off to a slow start, 10-6 so far, but still a top 20 squad overall. What do you kind of expect from this weekend matchup?
Yeah, that one's going to be really intriguing. I think having it in College Station certainly helps. But what's interesting about the matchup for me is that the thing I'm most worried about with A&M, because the two issues they've had are defense and their offense has been a little bit asleep. I'm not really so worried about the offense for a couple of reasons. One is it's a really talented position player group. And secondly, the top hitter who's kind of struggling is Jace LaViolette. But if you look at the batted ball data, he's still hitting the ball hard. It just so happens that he's just hitting it at people right now. I think that luck will change as time goes on. But the defense is worrisome. And the reason I say it with this Alabama team is because it is an Alabama team that has an old physical position player group. The ball is going to be in play quite a bit. And while hitting might slump, certain pitchers might get into a slump, typically defense doesn't slump, and you kind of are who you are defensively. Now, that's not to say that A&M can't show improvement over the next 10 weeks, but right now, them playing defense like they are right now is not going to be good enough if they actually want to be an Omaha team.
Looking at the, I guess, the biggest matchup, I think everyone's kind of keyed in and locked in onto right off the bat in the conference is number 2 Tennessee taking on number 7 Florida. Is this one going to live up to the billing, you think, that we're going into this weekend?
I think so. We start off with maybe the best pitching matchup we're going to get all season. Liam Doyle for Tennessee against Liam Peterson for Florida. A couple Liams on the mound. Liam Doyle's been so dominant this year. Think about it this way. He's recorded 61 outs this year. Liam Doyle has 47 via strikeout. And so he's just the most dominant pitcher we have right now. And the fastball is one of the most elite pitches, not just this year in college baseball, but we've ever seen in college baseball. The pitch goes up to 99 miles an hour, but not just that. He gets a lot of swing and miss on it. The whiff rate on that pitch is 60%. And just to give you an idea, typically a good whiff rate on a fastball is about 30%. So he's about twice as good when it in terms of getting swings and misses on his fastball. So there's that. And then the Liam Peterson, like by comparison, his stats don't really look that impressive. But if they weren't being compared to Liam Doyle, they would look great. He's taken a huge step forward. Last year was an up and down freshman season. And both teams obviously are really physical and offensive. And with that series being played in Knoxville, which tends to play very offensive, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a whole bunch of strikeouts, but also a pretty good number of home runs by the time the weekend's over.
Joe, I think we spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, and you mentioned one of those teams that you were buying early on in non-conference slate was Auburn, and now they sneak into the top 25 at number 25, and they open SEC play against number 16 Vanderbilt at home. Just want to get your thoughts on this matchup.
Yeah, I really like the position player group at Auburn. That's what stood out to me is their freshmen are ready to go. Like there are other teams that's the case. LSU obviously has had their freshmen. Tennessee has their freshmen. But Auburn's too, with Chase Fraley hitting 400, Chris Rimbert swinging the bat well, Bub Terrell swinging the bat well. The one concern I have for this weekend with Auburn is that Ike Irish is going to be out. He's not expected to do any sort of baseball activity for about 10 days. And that's baseball activity, not even to say he'll play in 10 days. That's just he's going to start doing stuff again in 10 days. So that's not ideal timing for that. But I do like, even without him in the lineup, because the reality is he really hadn't been swinging the bat that well. So they've kind of been doing it without him already. So I have a decent bit of confidence they're going to be able to do something offensively. The key is just going to be, what do they get on the mound? Right now they have one starter really they trust, and that's Sam Dutton, who was at LSU last year. He's pitched really well, but outside of that, they're leaning on a freshman in Christian Chatterton. They've been starting Cade Fisher, the Florida transfer, but I think he's battling an injury because he's only thrown 7 innings this year in 3 starts. Obviously, that's not what you're looking for there, and I don't know what to make of Vanderbilt yet. I like the talent on the mound. That's a story we've told with Vanderbilt for 20 years now. But the lineup is just, we're going to have to see. They've got some promising young players, but it's a big difference to do it against the early season non-conference schedule and quite another to do it against SEC competition.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Definitely looking forward to Tiger versus Tiger starting tomorrow. It's now a 4:30 first pitch in Alec Box Stadium between LSU and Missouri due to the threat of incoming weather. You look at this Missouri squad, obviously they've had a tough start to the season. Looks like they're in for a rough season overall for them. When you looked at some of the matchups that they split a four-game series against Evansville and Binghamton, now having to face, you know, a top-ranked LSU squad. But if Mizzou's going to give LSU any problems, what do you think could be an issue for the Bayou Bengals to face against Mizzou?
Well, it's tough to say because it really has been a tough start to the season. But if we're gonna, which is what you're asking me, if we're gonna play pretend and kind of come up with a scenario that works out for them, it's a couple things. One is that I do think Missouri's lineup is better than it was last year. Last year, it felt like, hey, we've got a lot of guys with speed, and we're going to try to make things happen on the bases. But if that wasn't happening, they didn't really have anything offensively. This team can hit a little bit more. It's still not the most physical team. I still don't expect them to hit a ton of home runs, but they've got some guys who can really swing it. And my favorite of them is Caden Nicoletto. He's an Australian who played at a Division II school in Missouri and transferred to Mizzou. And he's one of those classic, just good college players where he's not the most athletic guy. He's not very tall. It's not like the most, like, you know, he's not like a, you know, he doesn't have the best body, but he can really swing. Like, he's hitting 422, and it's just a pure feel to hit. And it's the kind of guy that, again, not a big prospect, but guys like that can succeed in college baseball, and they've got one at Mizzou. So, you know, it's one of those things where if LSU, some of its young pitchers maybe that haven't been in SEC play, if for some reason it just feels different to them, you know, maybe Mizzou can string some hits together, but I have a hard time imagining any realistic scenario where Mizzou really puts up a lot of resistance this weekend.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, it's baseball, so really anything can happen. However, I wanted to bring up, you know, LSU's offense. They're just white hot right now on this 12-game winning streak, hitting .361. But also, the plate discipline has been so impressive. I think it's kind of a Jay Johnson staple, so to speak, but they're really patient at the plate. You know, as far as team walks, 122 in non-conference to 106 strikeouts, that will play anywhere. And I want to get your thoughts specifically on Jared Jones. And, you know, he's been white hot at the plate as well, hitting .510 during this 12-game winning streak. But it feels like teams aren't going to want Jared Jones to beat them. And because of that, 15 walks to 9 strikeouts. We talked with Mark Etheridge about this earlier on in the week. And if that continues into SEC play, this guy's going to be unstoppable.
Oh, for sure. And yeah, on a team level, that's obviously huge, because the last thing you want someone to do is start pressing or feel like they need to do too much. They swing at pitches out of the zone, and that's obviously counterproductive. So the idea that, you know, Jared Jones has a lot of protection, which allows him to say, you know, if you're going to walk me, that's fine, because, you know, I've got, you know, all these other hitters around me that are swinging the bat really well right now. And then on an individual level for Jared Jones, I think I talked to you guys about this before the season or early on in the season, that, you know, part of the reason Jared Jones is back is, yes, because, you know, LSU provided him with a good opportunity to come back, and maybe he didn't get drafted as high as he wanted, or wasn't projected to get drafted as high as he wanted. But with him coming back, I also think there's some element of, hey, I need to become a more well-rounded player so that I can have my future in professional baseball that I want. And he's probably never going to be a standout defensive player. He's probably going to be a first base only. Maybe you could put him in a corner outfield spot, something like that. But the element that he's showing is that plate discipline. Can you be someone who in the pro game draws a lot of walks in addition to being able to hit the ball out of the ballpark? From a prospect standpoint, that's what we're talking now. Because otherwise, you're just a big bat that hits for some power, and you know, there's some strikeout, there's some swing and miss there. Those guys kind of are a dime a dozen at the pro ball level, so he needed to show some other elements of his game, and so far he's doing that.
Looking at Mizzou's starting pitcher for tomorrow, wondering what you know about lefty Ian Loesch. I know he's got a 5.12 ERA, 19 and a third innings pitch, but 26 strikeouts. So he's been getting touched up, but he's also been, you know, able to strike out a significant amount of batters. What can the Tigers expect from this senior on the bump across from them?
Yeah, he's actually a good story because he's really battled through injuries. He's a fifth-year senior. At times, he's shown a lot of potential for Mizzou, and just the injuries have been kind of unrelenting. So it's a good story to get him back on the mound. I've also learned, because I was mispronouncing his name for several years, he actually pronounces it Losey, which is interesting. Not like Kyle Loesch, right, the old big leaguer. Yeah, so Ian Losey, because I went years like mispronouncing it to his face, basically. but it's going to be a low 90s fastball, but the money pitch for him is the slider. It's got a better than 50% whiff rate. He'll also throw in a cutter and a curveball and a changeup, so he's got a five-pitch mix. It's a kitchen sink type guy. He's going to throw everything at you, but he wants to play that fastball off the slider, and if he's able to do that, then he can probably have some success. But if the slider's not sharp, if the fastball is not located well because the velocity is good, not great, it could be a long day for him. But he probably has the highest ceiling of anybody that Mizzou has in its rotation right now.
Joe, your evaluation of LSU's weekend rotation, it's been the same thing all season long with Cade Anderson kind of helming on Fridays and then Anthony Ianson on Saturdays, Chase Shores on Sundays. Cade, you know, from what I've seen so far from him, gets off to really strong starts and then maybe runs into a little bit of issue later on in his starts. Ianson's kind of like the opposite, where if he gets touched up, he'll get touched up early. But as soon as he gets into the proverbial rocking chair, we'll call it, he just gets going. And you saw that on full display against North Alabama last weekend. And then Chase Shores has been really solid in his return first action from Tommy John surgery. It's been the same weekend rotation so far. And I just want to get your evaluation of what you've seen so far from these guys.
Yeah, I think I'm right with you in kind of what I've seen with them, but I think in the big picture, I'm really confident with what I've seen. This is going to be a strong rotation if they stay healthy, because I think you can work around some of that stuff. With Cade Anderson, I think it's just a matter of the coaching staff figuring out, okay, when is kind of the point? Is it third time through the order? Is it after X number of pitches? Is it after a long inning when the offense has put up, you know, six runs or whatever? Like, I think they'll pinpoint when it is that maybe he starts to fall off the cliff a little bit, whether it's stuff or effectiveness or what have you. And then once you know that, you can kind of work around that. Guys that have that kind of issue in college baseball are very common. So that can be worked around. And I think with Ianson, it's a matter of letting him know, which I'm sure the coaching staff is doing, like, hey, man, like, we know that when this all said and done, you're going to give us, you know, six, seven innings and the team, the opposition is going to have scored a couple of runs, and that's okay. You've just got to keep your head down early on and just keep battling, because we know you're going to get there. And them being patient with them and saying, hey, we got you. The early hook is not coming. Work through this. You got this. That can be a big deal for pitchers. But I think the biggest thing for me is that not only are the numbers pretty good for Chase Shores, but he looks like the guy we thought he could be. His numbers are not as sparkling as Anderson and Ianson, but for me, it's less about that with him and just more about how does he look physically. And to me, at least with the eye test, having not seen him in person yet, but he looks like the guy physically that we were expecting LSU to have, and it finally seems like he's starting to put it all together.
Always appreciate your time, Joe. Are you going to be heading to any specific location this weekend?
I am not, for this reason. My colleague Mark Etheridge, I don't know if he mentioned it to you guys, he is embarking starting Friday in Starkville with Mississippi State and Texas, a 10 games in 10 venues in 10 days tour.
That's
through
amazing.
The Southeast, which, you know, it sounds great and also exhausting. I'm sure
right,
he's going to have a great time and then sleep for 3 days when he gets home. So since he's out and about, I will be at home, because it's just nice to have somebody who has eyes on, you know, four games at once or what have you. So I'll be home, but he'll be out and about.
Awesome stuff. Always appreciate you, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You guys too.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Healy, National College Baseball writer and SEC Extra on D1Baseball.com. Follow him on Twitter at @JoeHealyD1 for all that great info.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at AlmaSed.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.